The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Yes, we are. We're the home of World Cup betting, and we have a few more clues towards the World Cup this evening, particularly with regards to England. They're in action against Honduras. Kick-off time, 9:45 tonight, and we'll probably see some kind of clue as to what the starting 11 may well be against Italy. My name is Mark Walton, and we're going to hear from Lee Phelps shortly on this podcast. He's going to take us through his thoughts in the England game this evening. But before we get to that, let's get the thoughts of Robbie Savage. He spoke to us earlier on in the week, and he talks about the game with regards to how he thinks Roy Hodgson should approach it this evening.
2014 World Cup on In Play Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
We're on air for every second of all 64 matches, with hundreds of in-play markets on every game. Expert pundits in the studio, on the line, and in Brazil. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
That's the most important thing. No more injuries. Losing Oxlade-Chamberlain, I think he was, him and Barkley against Ecuador were the two best players. Sterling, I thought the tackle was worthy of a yellow card, and he didn't react really. It was Valencia who reacted, so I thought Sterling was unlucky. He might miss the next game, I'm not sure, but he'd be okay for the World Cup. But Sterling wouldn't be in my starting 11 for the Italy game. So I think he's got to make sure in this game he gets through unscathed, the team. If he's going to play a starting 11, who knows? But it's important that they just acclimatise a bit more, get used to playing with the players. The scores are relevant, but you know what the British public's like, or the English public, lose, and it's going to be a nightmare for England in the World Cup. So it's important to, you know, try and win the game, but more important not to get any more injuries.
Robbie Savage thinks that the most important thing for England this evening is simply not to get injured. But as promised, here's Lee Phelps on the line with me now. Lee, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. You?
Yes, very well, thank you. Robbie there saying that he just thinks the main thing for England tonight is just to keep the players intact, really, and not get any injuries. Would you agree with that this evening? Is that how England are going to approach it?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, it was the first bit of kind of negativity almost in the build-up, wasn't it, when we had the red card for England, of course, and the injury as well to Oxlade-Chamberlain. I think you're always going to get injuries and, you know, players having to drop out, but I think it would have disappointed Roy Hodgson. So maybe that will just focus his mind on, you know, I don't know what you thought about watching that Ecuador game, but I mean, I predicted it would be a cagey game. It was far from it. There was, you know, two goals inside the first half an hour, but it was a bit too loose, wasn't it, from England, I thought. You know, they just seemed a little bit unsure in defence, and it kind of spread through the team. And I think he'll want a more controlled performance this time. This surely will be a similar kind of 11 to the one that he played against Peru and the one that he'll hope to play against Italy. I just think he'll want to put up a strong performance this time against this Honduras side. England should be able to beat them, you know, despite the kind of the conditions suiting the Hondurans.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And like you say, England were, I suppose, loose is a good way to describe the team. The defence was anything but tight against Ecuador last time. And yeah, is it more important for England to try and keep a clean sheet here than to go and score a hatful of goals, do you think, then, in that respect?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because I don't think they're going to be a particularly expansive team, you know, when they get to when they get into the World Cup. Yeah, when I say loose, I think I mean defensively, but I also think, you know, I think they were a bit panicky. When they lost the ball, they were quite panicky. I think they were diving into a few challenges, which, you know, maybe you could say that's what got Sterling sent off at the end. You know, a bit of naivety, a bit of over-exuberance, and then the reaction obviously got him sent off. I just thought whenever Ecuador were going forward and had control of the ball, England just looked a little bit unsure of themselves. I think the setup for England when we get to that Italy game will be a very strong unit at the back. You know, the back four, maybe even Gerrard and Henderson sitting in front, so kind of a block of six almost, and then looking forward to use that pace and that bit of youth going forward to kind of get the goals and hit them on the break. That's what I think will be the approach. I think they might do that against Honduras to a certain extent. I mean, this Honduras team aren't anything to write home about. They had a really good qualifying campaign. They actually beat the USA. They went a goal down. I just tweeted one of the equalisers that they scored in that match today, and it was a superb, like, scissor kick, overhead kick. So beat USA, they beat Costa Rica, they got a great result against Mexico as well. So they're no mugs, and let's not forget they got to the quarterfinals of the Olympic Games in London 2012, only beaten by Brazil, and they gave them a scare. I mean, that's the kind of first time that the Honduras team has ever done anything on the world stage. They were pretty poor in the last World Cup. The guy who's taken over and kind of masterminded that is, amusingly enough, called Luis Suarez. Not that one. He's not doing two jobs at once. But he kind of got this Olympic squad together and realised that he had a bit of a team. And he's kept faith with a lot of those youngsters. So they've got some good players, players we know about, Espinoza, Figueroa. We know about those players. A forward called Carlo Costley, who's a little bit of an enigma, and have took himself out of professional football for 6 months and went and just played footy with his mates in Miami. Why not? I think, you know, they've got some kind of mercurial players, if you like. They tend to play a kind of like a 4-4-2. Don't often play an out-and-out striker. They tend to play, you know, a solid back line, two holding midfielders, and then they support these wingers who can play on either flank with some solid midfielders as well. So I think if they get down the side at England, they could cause a few problems. But with our full defence out, I think we should be able to contain them. But yeah, I'm looking at a more solid, you know, almost like controlling display from England. Not quite as gung-ho as they were against Ecuador.
You should get that, really. I mean, Jones and Smalling are by no means the first choice centre-back pair for England. So you bring back in Cahill and Jagielka this evening. That looks pretty solid. Obviously, Milner, I think he struggled at times at right-back. He's not a right-back, is he? He played all over the park, actually. He played three different positions. But and then do you think they'll go back with Leighton Baines this evening as well and go for the full-strength back four?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? I mean, you know, it's not long to go now. You know, they need game time as well, let's not forget. You know, it's a little bit late to kick off in Miami, but, you know, I think they're tired towards the final 15 minutes of that game against Ecuador. I mean, one bit from watching that game and talking to Tim Vickery, the South American football expert, one bit that I'm going to be playing a little bit in during the World Cup is a goal to be scored in the last half an hour of any game that's played in the kind of, in the northern cities in the World Cup. So you kind of Recife in Natal, definitely Manaus. I think there's going to be some tired bodies out there in the last 15 minutes of these games. And so I think that might be a nice little play, you know, goal between the 75th and 90th minutes. This is in the World Cup itself, and maybe even tonight's game, or even a goal, you know, from the kind of 60th minute to half time to full time. The players who play tonight haven't played a full match in those conditions. They've just trained. So I think that's worth bearing in mind. But yeah, I don't see an awful lot of threat from Honduras, apart from the kind of, you know, like the blockbuster goal that Ecuador scored. They're always capable. I mean, let's be fair, you know, the fullbacks is Aguirre from Celtic and Arnie Peralta from Rangers as well. So they're not top players, but they've got something about them. They've got quite a lot of, you know, go forward, if you like. Recent friendly results have been pretty poor. They were poor against Turkey, lost 2-0, lost 4-2 to Israel. So they're two, you know, England should be beating them. I'm going to go for an England win 2-0, though. I think you were kind of alluding to that a little bit earlier on. I think England would be solid. They've got the star quality up front to score a goal from something. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a 1 or 2-0, but probably just for safety, depending on the price that you're going to tell me, I'll go for England 2-0.
Okay, well, we'll get to that price in a moment. You mentioned the time of goals, just to put a few price out for these as well. 76 minutes to full time is even money. 81st minute to full time is 6-4. And if you fancy a very late goal, 86th minute to full time is 12-5.
It might be worth playing those in play, Mark. You know, you tend to get better prices in play than you do then. The 5 minute market. So anyone who's listening to this isn't particularly taken by those prices. I check out the William Hill in play console, you know, while you're watching the match, maybe from the 60th minute, and see what the prices are then for a goal in the next 5 minutes or a goal until full time.
Yeah, England 2-0 is 23-20. And a couple of correct scores. You said you think it might be a 1-0 or a 2-0 if you wanted to Dutch those. 1-0 to England is 5-1 and 2-0 is 11-2. On the match betting itself, we haven't mentioned that yet. England 2-5, the draw 100-30, and Honduras 15-2. We've got headline offers on the game as well, as we normally do. And Daniel Sturridge is the subject of the England headline offer. He scored a lovely goal against Peru, didn't he, last time we saw him. Him to score and England to win is 2-1. Would that be of appeal, Lee?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's reliable. You know, obviously, we know he's a good finisher. He's obviously got that kind of that bit of star quality that I mentioned. It was, I think he's always likely to pop up. I just wonder about, you know, Rooney playing on the left. Got a bit of confidence. He's got a bit between his teeth. Obviously, kind of, you can tell he wants to, you know, put two fingers up to the media at the moment. He's a bit annoyed, and I quite like Rooney when he's annoyed. So I wouldn't mind playing Rooney to get a goal. And I just think, you know, I'm a bit of a stuck record here. Didn't land last time, but I do think, you know, playing a team like Honduras, you know, defending set pieces isn't their strong point. I know this is a bit of a cliche, but it isn't, you know, and I think that might be another area that we look to exploit in a tight game against Italy, for instance. We're looking for to make really good use of the set pieces, especially with delivery from Baines. So I think, again, look at the centre-backs. Cahill get Jelka maybe to get a goal any time in the match. Might be worth a look.
Okay, just going down to the prices. Cahill is 7-1 any time, and Jagielka is 17-2 any time. So
yeah,
a couple of decent prices there.
Yeah, I think I'd go with Cahill over Jagielka because I think he's got, you know, a bit more of a record of scoring. He's better with his feet, I think, around the area as well, and as well as, you know, being able to head them in. So yeah, I like that. I think, you know, a comfortable-ish England win, although performance is more important than result. I do think they'll want to take a clean sheet into that first game against Italy.
Yes. Let's talk about the midfield, Lee, because we haven't really mentioned it yet. You've said that you think Gerrard and Henderson will play in the middle. Henderson, I think, won a few fans against Peru. He had a very good game in that respect. But obviously the right-hand side, we've got no Oxlade-Chamberlain now. We've got no Raheem Sterling either this evening. Who do you think will fill the right-hand side berth?
I think he'll play Milner. I think Milner will play against Italy. I think he'll play him tonight. You know, it's all right having like loads of kind of go-forward players who've got, you know, the ability to go back players, but you know, I like Milner. I think he does a great job. I think he gets up and down the pitch. He can get forward, he can cross the ball, he can also cover at the back. Like I told you earlier on, I mean, you know, the Honduras style is to get down the wings. You know, two good wingers, two good fullbacks who can cover the wingers. There's a bit of overlap in there, so I think he might want to double up and make sure there's, you know, there's some protection there. So I think he'll play Milner. Just be interesting to see if if Barkley plays in that kind of that number 10 role, if you like, that'd be interesting to see how he adopts this midfield, because it's a good chance to, you know, to play either him or maybe even Lallana in the team, just to, because it's no good being solid without any way of getting forward and creating something. It's not like we can't sit back on the ball all the time. And I think with that back four, with Jordan Henderson, that's particularly solid. So he can afford to have, you know, maybe one or even two of his midfielders. You know, I hesitate to call it a diamond as such, but if you've got Gerrard, you know, kind of the one who can get forward, Henderson who's the protector at the back, and then two others, maybe, you know, Barkley and Milner, that would be really solid. You'd probably go Barkley and Lallana if you wanted to be a bit more expansive going forward, wouldn't you? But I think you might just err on the side of caution and go with Milner.
Okay, Milner on the right then. Roy Hodgson's been a little bit critical of Ross Barkley, hasn't he? I thought he had a pretty good game, and you can see sparks of brilliance in there, but he said that he gives the ball away too much. What do you make of his comments there? Is he trying to keep Barkley grounded, or do you think he's been overly critical here?
No, I think, I mean, he did give the ball away, didn't he? I mean, it's, you know, it's one thing going, it's almost pointless going forward if you're going to give the ball away against, you know, a top side in the world. They'll punish you. You know, you could, what's the point in having a great run if suddenly, you know, you've got a team bearing down in your penalty area, you know, 5 seconds later or whatever? So I think he's got a point. I think he's also trying to dampen down the media a little bit, because the media at this point, there's nothing to write about really. They're looking for a story. They want Barkley to be the next Gazza or whatever else, don't they? So I think it was as much to dampen down the media as anything else. And when you actually look at the comments, Mark, I mean, it's not like he was lambasting him. He just happened to say, yeah, great game, but gave the ball away a little bit too much. And I think he was a bit cranky in that press conference after the Ecuador game anyway. Maybe just a little bit hot. Maybe he realised that the polo shirt probably wasn't the best attire that he should have been wearing or whatever. Yeah, I think maybe he was just a bit grumpy. I think it's been blown out of proportion a little bit, to be fair. So I wouldn't read too much into that. He's come out afterwards saying, I know he's a great player, I know he's a top player, he'll have a great future. I think he was just dampening down people a little bit. He said he was annoyed that all the focus was on Barkley and not on some of the other good performances from the England team, which is fair enough.
OK, well, we've talked about quite a lot here, Lee, with regards to the possible team selections, a little bit about Honduras and the reflection on the game against Ecuador. Let's have a summary betting-wise. How would you play this evening's game?
Yeah, I'm kind of going to go back to what I said with the Ecuador game. I think it'll be a cagier first 30 minutes. I know I got stung by this last time. I predicted it, but I think it will be this time with the defence that's out. I think cagey first 30 minutes, so no goal in the first 30 minutes. I'll play that again. In terms of a scoreline, I'd be looking at England to win it 2-0 with potentially two goals in the second half. Like I said, I like one of the centre backs to get on the score sheet, so I wouldn't put anyone off like a Cahill goal. I'd probably just favour Rooney over Sturridge as well, providing he plays. I like him coming off the left. I think that's a nice position for him, coming off the left and able to hit shots in with his right foot. I think he's getting that match fitness, he's coming back, and I think he'll get more or less a full game in this one. So, so Rooney to score, Cahill, any time I like. England 2-0 or England 2-0 if you prefer that. And no goal inside the first 30 minutes.
OK, just one more market to add to that then. The Timecast market that we have on site. If you agree with Lee and you don't think there'll be a goal in the first 30 minutes, but you think England will go on to win, England to score first and the first goal after 31 minutes is 17-10 for anybody who's interested in that. Right, thank you very much, Lee. Should be informative this evening, England's final game before they jet off to Brazil. Thank you very much and enjoy it this evening, Lee.
Cheers, mate.
The thoughts of Lee Phelps there then, and we heard from Robbie Savage earlier on in the piece as well. Should be a good game this evening, England taking on Honduras. Let's find out how we're set for the World Cup, and we'll be back tomorrow with another daily World Cup podcast. So thank you very much, good luck with your betting, and enjoy this evening's game.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.